Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell, what's it? Tell everybody. Wait. It's one of those all audience suitable shows. Tell me that. Tell me right now.
Not exactly, you know, but it's one of the type of shows that you can say that it's, you know, it's kind of we're winging the flexibility based on the actual show platform for that day. So he's like, oh, no, this is that show. Oh, no. It's like, so this show is for most occasions because it's battered women, battered men, so and battered people, young people. So it's that platform. So do we have guests? Yes, we do. We have all types of guests that will be on the show when they're on the show. And, yes, depending on the guest may be talking about something that may not be necessarily appropriate for everyone to listen to, right? And we might have actually,
that sounds interesting,
you know, guests on there that, you know, in a sense, that talk about something that everybody can hear. So at that point, you know what I mean, it's a lot of, you know, components to that, right? Because every person on the show is not talking about the exact same thing. And every same person is not, you know, viewers, you know what I mean? Like, some viewers, yeah, look at this too. Some viewers is actually coming to a show possibly for who's on the show for that day. And based on what they talk about, they wouldn't say, oh, yeah, I know, this is the viewers that this audience that the person is dealing with. So it wouldn't be the same as somebody got a show that is saying, oh, no, this is for general and everybody, and that person, they expect that. But then you have other people that come onto the show, then, you know, that can change because of the viewers thinking, oh, no, you know, this is inappropriate because, you know, this is everybody, right? So that's the thing. Like, our show is it's organic. So it's not just based on one platform. And so, I like to be aware of people that I'm dealing with because sometimes people that, you know, don't hear something may need to hear something. Sometimes people that don't hear everything need to hear something different. So it's, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, this person used to hear all kind of cross-contaminated information. Okay, how about giving them some information that detox the cross-contamination so they can be informed and inform other people another way? So that component, you know, I feel like, it, you know, there's a lot, you know, a lot of steps to that. There's a lot of steps to making people, you know, not making people, but it's just to allow people to see all the things that they would not necessarily see, right? So the show that we're talking about is not so much based off of, you know, having a guest on the show and letting people know this guest will be on the show. The show is more based around having people when they're on the show, and if you're able to tune into the show and the guest tell you about the show, then, you know, that would be that. But I wanted more of an organic standpoint. So who is on the show, regardless of what caliber or who they are, they have a more sense of whoever they are. They enjoying that from a place where they're not necessarily possibly getting that without saying, hey, you know. And that's what our show is about, you know, when we talking about these, you know, these things about battered men, battered women. And that's the thing, but I, you know, one of the things as I was a kid, when you were a kid, once upon a time, didn't you like when people try to make you see things that you waited so much time, you patiently waited to view your point, and people try to change your point of view about something for their selfish ways? And that's the thing about this show. Like, as growing up, coming up as a young guy, teenager, being an adult, is a lot of things you view as a kid that you wanted to say. Is a lot of that still in you? Do you really believe that even more now than you did when you were younger? Or is it like, oh, no, I didn't believe, I thought all of what I thought as a young person was wrong? What is your view on that?
Are you asking me or the listeners, if any?
Come on now. Come on now, bro. I'm talking to you.
Okay, me. I'm getting this.
He always said back and not talk, so you have an excuse. Now, I'm not so supplicating on the listeners. You the guest, so co-host. So, I mean, yeah, so you got to look at it like that, man. Like, why
would
you obsess
on... I'm always in favor of that thing like to call self-improvement. I mean, that's all part of evolution. It's never really supposed to end.
Did you hear what I said, sir? I said, as a young person, do you feel that what you think and people thought was not appropriate, as an adult, do you feel more in tune into that? Do you feel like that's really what you thought? Or is it something different?
A lot of times I think it wasn't appropriate. Yeah.
You think it wasn't appropriate?
I think I was.
Do you think the things that you thought was something that you thought was inappropriate now, and what you feel now is the thing that's appropriate? What is the improvement to what you thought at this point? Explain that to yourself.
Time changes. I'm a different person. I mean, you know, experience changes us. Life changes us. Eventually, you get tired. I mean, one day, you're crying over everything. You're in diapers. You can't control your bowel and bladder. And then one day, step by step, before you know it, you become something else.
You said, hey, what? Hey, what? Hey, what? What you said? Who are you?
I got a code to come in here.
Check this out. You was behind me. How the hell I know who you was? You was behind you that came in, right?
I got everything written all over my truck. I got a code.
Did I know that?
I'm taking your license plate.
Take the license plate. Matter of fact, If you take my license plate, I'm going to take a picture of you because you're not in the car. So I'm going to take a picture of you so I can have a picture of who the hell you are. So tomorrow when I go, I want to know what's going on with you.
Well, people, suffice to say, this show is about battered men and unbattered men and battered women and unbattered women and about how they're all battering each other. They're all at odds. There is a war going on. Like the battle of the sexes will always be. What this show has been about is about at least trying to soften the war. Make it not as extreme, not as epic, not as bloody. Because let's be honest here for 2 seconds. Between both sides, genders, there's always going to be animosity. That's the case with any group of people who will always happen to be different, but whose paths will always cross. That's a real thing. I mean, what can I say, but let's try to have a few moments of peace during the battle of the sexes, shall we?
Or some motherfuckers like you, if everybody did shit like you, you wouldn't have a fucking job. Your job would have to be security as a motherfucker. You can come in all the time to hire people. Your job would have to be a dictator.
Well, this show really isn't for general audiences anymore, is it? I'm sorry about this, folks, but you know what? I'm taking the mic.
What the fuck I can do? I'm talking to the managers because you can't fucking harass customers.
Sorry.
Yeah, this motherfucker gonna tell me that I came behind him to my, he don't know who I am. He don't even know where the fuck I am. He don't even write down my license plate. And now because I know who he is, he worked for the news station. This dude worked for the news station. And once I find out who he is, I'm gonna talk to his job about his bias in involvement at a storage facility. He's a biased person in the store facility, and he's harassing me. He's not supposed to even engage the customers in here. So I'm in here at the facility, and this guy, he's engaging me, and people come in. He come in behind me. My thing ain't, my, you know what I'm saying? Like, so he's sitting here harassing me, writing down my license plate and shit. He don't work here. You see what I'm saying? That, and that's the thing that we have. We have bias. We have biased people harassing people about things. Then, you know, it's kind of, you know what I mean, like problem that we have because we got too many biased, prejudiced people. This is a prejudiced middle-aged white guy, and he thinks because he's white and he's justifying me not having the access to what I'm going to. But I had an issue with him, maybe my car wasn't working. But it's not his job to dictate the facility. He's going behind me, right? If I was going in, my car wasn't. It was an issue with my car. That's what he would have did. He would have went in the facility behind me, and I didn't verify who he was. And that's the point. And now he's going to write down my license plate and tell me, hey, and stop me just to harass me and do something within the facility. You can't even get in, like, where I'm at. You can't even do anything if you don't have any other access. So that's the point. I have, you know, this is the thing here. Harassing people and being biased and having this kind of entitlement to do things because it's not your job to do that. Like, it's not your job to do any of those things. Your job not to do anything and stop somebody and pull people through and tell people this. He wasn't going to do none of those things.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have an example for the show. I mean, I kind of took the mic a little bit while you were away. Actually, I was mentioning how this is basically sort of what the show is about.
It's too much social bias. Like, when you're traveling and you come to the Bay Area, you got people that are not from the Bay Area that they're biased and prejudiced. And what they do is they just make it seem like this is just like the whole fucking city, the town, the district, the fucking, you know, setup of what's going on. They own it and they give you this kind of like, you know, it's not in their job, bro. It's not in their job. Someone write down your license plate because you're here. You know when people go through a facility behind somebody as they open up and they don't, you know, for him to do that, to single me out and say, hey, and stop me, he stopped me like he worked here. And I'm like, oh, okay, I stopped, backed up, and said, what's going on? He's like, oh, why are you coming in? He was behind me, and I had an issue getting in. And he would have came into my facility behind me if I had a problem with the code. So I don't know where I had access, my code had a problem. So because my code had a problem, he was going in behind me just like, and I didn't stop him to say who he was. He's like, well, my vehicle have information on it. But still, if I would have got in and my and had no problem, that's what he would have did. He would have walked, he would have drove right in behind me, right? So
yeah.
If he's biased to come in behind me and he wasn't going to wait, why he feel it's necessary because I had an issue, he had a problem originally. He sat there and tried to act like, you know, and that's a biased setup because if someone have an issue, the variables are, right? Because you don't know what the variables are, why they're having problems, it's not your job to single me out because the capacity was going on. We can't even get into anything here. You know, you got to have all these variables to do other things. Now, you know, it's not that serious. It's the batter of the propaganda that he's throwing at me, right?
Mm.
He's entitled in his mind. He's entitled to interrogate me and tell me all these other things and say that's normal. You know why he's saying that normal? Because in the infrastructure of him and what's going on, he knows that gives the average person that he feels that's not his color or is navigating what's going on around, it gives them more opposition that he did in a way, right? So it's like if you're running and you got somebody pit their foot out and then they put oil out, you can move around the foot, but then the oil that they throw on the ground, it's more opposition that you got to do. You raise your feet up or go around it, you slide now because of all they put down there. Make sense?
Makes all the sense in the world. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Was that guy trying to get you to let him in or something?
No. See, this is the thing. I had issues trying to get in, right?
Yeah.
And somewhere it didn't work. So I'm thinking, like, maybe because of the holiday, right?
Yeah.
So I backed up and see if they can get in, see what's going on, because I'm like, I don't know what's going on, right?
Right.
They get in, go in the gate, and then once they come in, go in the gate, I go in, and then they give me a hard time when they was going to come in behind me. You see, he said, hey, he started hollering me. So I backed up to see what he wanted. I'm thinking, like, something I'm missing. So I thought I dropped something, right? I'm like,
right.
I'm missing something? Huh?
Right.
So I go back. He started interrogating me.
write down to write down my information. You know, I'm like, if I was, you know what I mean? Like, I could have kept driving, but he stops me and tells me, well, you have this and this and this. It's not his job to interrogate me or do anything to make me feel awkward, uncomfortable. It's not his job to do that, right?
Absolutely.
But I told you originally, I said, hey, you got to give up the line because I was trying to record the guy. I couldn't get his video because the phone, I was still talking online. So when I told you to hang me up and call me back, in, you didn't do that.
Would that work?
It's too late now because he's gone.
Okay. All right. Okay. So look, I tell our listeners what you think they really need, why you think this program would be ideal for them.
I just did like one of them. like it was like almost like I was pumped. It was weird because it happened. Like I should have kept going, you know, because I, you know, I'm on the show program. I didn't really want to talk to somebody, but I thought maybe it was important that what he was saying to me that I need to hear. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't so important because he took his time and put me into a place that was very. He put me into a place where I could have just ignored it, but it was, you know what I mean, like taking my place and start telling my, well, you don't have a pass in code and doing all this stuff. I have all these things. Just have some kind of technical issue going on. But I thought because of the holiday I couldn't get it or what's going on. But anyway, the variables is not for him to do anything to make me as a customer. He's not his job to do any of those things. You know, and what he's doing – is he being, you know, he's being biased. And, you know, I think one of the things that consciously that we have a problem with is not the problem that we have with vocabulary so much. It is the conversations that are, you know, amputating. If someone amputate and just put wide out on every word that was important in your presentation, you will see a lot of line. And if the whiteout was actually in a kind of system that says propaganda, you will see the words look like something that you'd be like, oh, look at this. You know, what are you talking about? Look at this. All of this propaganda. Look how they wrote it. They wrote all my words on my storyboards, right?
Yeah.
And this is propaganda in the highlight. This is battered man and traumatized, you know, a system is traumatized. And how a person walked away to stop me. And I could have just kept driving and he didn't have anything, right? But he utilized something of a human being expected. Like, hey, I stopped to pull back. I thought it was something important. But all he did was castrate. Like, as I was going through, he comes. Like, if I just kept driving, you know, I he wouldn't need anything. He would just be like, oh, this guy got passed, right? But then he sabotaged the inventory of organic. And he just picked all this cross-contamination in my inventory. So when I open up, touch them, I got all cross-contamination on my conversation at this point. That's what I'm saying to you. Like, if you're dealing with an infrastructure of propaganda, middle-aged people that through the system and they have been, you know, become wealthy in propaganda and inheriting and giving, you know, the kind of like contamination of fungus of this actual infrastructure, it suffocates you with an appetite of poison, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you really, in that conversation, like, the words don't mean anything if someone's propaganda and undermining what you're saying. Well, that was a society don't really talk to a lot of people. And then when it really means something, it's already been lost because when you got somebody this guy is at least middle age. And for him, he gonna have somebody set up, right? He feels like it's appropriate. He uses his bias and prejudiced behavior to act like he's vulnerable to being honest. But he's a venom liar. And it's like, everybody, just be honest. He's like Talk Dude if Talk Dude was a comedian, if he was just a prejudiced person. He'd be the worst type of person because he's intentionally doing evil stuff and then act like he don't understand it. And that's the worst type, like, the worst type of person to deal with is people look at the evil people. The evil people normally that's like that don't normally look mean. The worst evil people, they always don't look like what you think they look like. That's the biggest act of society. If you look at people that's really the most prejudice and so propaganda, they never look like what you think they should look like. Not all the time, but quite a bit of time. Waste too much time on that. So I think the most important thing is, so that was a distraction. That was a real distraction.
But I like to think that maybe some of that is what our show's about. What your show's, what this show is about. And you know what? It was. You just proved that.
I just feel like it was a waste of energy, because when you let people bring this up into your energy wave, like, well, I just kept on acting like, you know, like, well, I didn't know his attention. If I know his attention was that, I would just kept moving. And he couldn't do anything to me. He couldn't talk to me. He couldn't do anything, right?
Right.
They'd have been like, oh, I didn't know. I just seen this car. Like, the facility's on camera, so why he needs to do anything? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's on camera, so whoever moved through something, they know everything you're doing. Why would you need to talk to me for? See my point? You don't need to talk to me. It's on camera. Everything is moving through here. They see the car. They see everything, right? So
yeah.
For you to sit there and pit me into a personal thing and try to interrogate me and do all these other things, that is something, you know, and it's something about people said they're scared of you, that do more than they need to do. If a person scared of you would even do that, they're supposed to be scared of you, right?
Right.
If someone that's not scared of you, use the tactics of being scared, right? And it's very like, I don't get it, I don't understand. It's like that. Society and dealing with this COVID-19, guess what else he didn't have?
What?
He didn't have, I don't think he even had a mask on. And he came up to me, he didn't have a mask on.
Some people are just plain careless. But let's take, look, there's a saying. Actually, this is an expression I coined.
Actually, you do. You do got a mask on. You do got a mask on. You do.
There's a saying I coined. The world isn't fair because nobody wants to get off their butt and make the effort. It's not enough just to try to survive in the world. You got to try to make things better, you know? I mean, if you look throughout history, people, the system, it gets worse the farther back you go. But there was a fear that we're going to reach that pinnacle point, we reach the peak of how good it's going to be, and it's going to be straight downhill from there. You know what? Maybe that's what's happened in a lot of ways. You know, time's running out. I think in a real lot of way,
you know,
you got to try to make things better, you know?
I don't like that. We are the world. I don't like all that kumbaya shit. When people pin you through oppression, it's almost like they're making – it's like you use it to make fun of people, right? When people are victims, the worst thing you can do is bring a situation and pit it in front of people. It's like – it's almost like, you know, covering up the propaganda in a way where propaganda can change the uniform. You know, and that's the thing is, if you're coping or being oppressed, the worst thing you can do, if you don't know how to talk to people to be free – you're talking to people to be unfree, right? It don't matter how much you tend to be free. If you're talking to distract people's freedom, you're pitting them back into a deeper level of freedom. That's not free. It's more of a fantasy of castrating them.
Let's try to avoid that, shall we? Hey, people, it is 6:23 here on the program. Satisfy the greatness within you. Take the first step. Pick up the phone. Call us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Ask for talk, dude. Even organic. Just call in. See, that's the thing. See, at first I wasn't sure we were going to do a show or not. I mean, it is the holidays. I mean, what do you think people are doing right now? What do you think people really want to do?
You know, the day is Thanksgiving.
Exactly. That was my point.
And how does God come give me a hard time on Thanksgiving? God give me a hard time on Thanksgiving. It's really, you know. And it's,
well,
holidays
are about stress.
You look at as you travel. And get to go to different places in the world, and different places, not just in the world, but just being attached to the vibration levels of freedom. you start seeing so many people that's unfree, so all this like trash contamination, and it's like leave you having to clean it up because it's where you at. When you're free, it's a lot of things that look like a clearance of propaganda, and that's what it was. And it's like I'm not even angry. It's like I don't feel angry personally, but I feel like this is like, you know, like he's using instruments and things that make me make sounds and be at a certain point where things are, you know. And it's like this show is what we're talking about. It was like we have this, you know, direction and trying to, you know, entertain people that, you know, it's like if you're trying to eat and you ain't got your food together, how can you get people your food? I mean, psychologically, like this show, you know, I hear people talk all the time, and one thing I get bothered when people try to distract me with the trash that they're giving you from the things you. It's like you got a brand new outfit, and somebody want to throw their dirty outfit on top of your brand new clean outfit. See, that's one thing people kind of understand. If you got something brand new, a brand new outfit, and you hang with a dirty outfit, the dirty outfit is going to take over the clean outfit. Clean outfit is not clean no more. All it can be now is a brand new outfit. All it can be now is a dirty outfit that become clean. That's it. It can't be new no more, right? So it's so important that you have people that are very honest and innocent and have this very clear vision and clear path. It's so important not to have them, you know, sabotaged by other entities or people, propaganda, the cultural inventory of things they try to use. Because really all it is, if you're dealing with food, you're dealing with language, anybody can speak it. Anybody can say this word. Anybody can learn these words for the most part, right? So mm-hmm. No one owns something. No one fucking owns. That's the case, Dan. You know, that's some madness sitting in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
How can you say somebody owns something? Like, if you was cooking a dish and you was hungry and someone put it in front of you, if you cook this, isn't that just ability that's innate in you because you're hungry? So that's just that. If somebody else got it, how can it own something? You ain't owning that. Intellect property. You tell me that someone owns the ability to change and modify something. That's anybody's ability once they have the exposure and understanding of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're battering my greatness. You're trying to make me ungreater than what my greater could be because of you. And people don't recognize it. You may be better than them in all those components, right? So they saying that they're this, they own this, and this, and this, the food, and this. Man, anybody can cook something if they have desire. They can make all these things, rewrite all these stories to the way that they see it and how the same, you know, toxic and, you know, dictatorship over creativity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this life is. Life is about all these components, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these connections. In better moments, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so important. You know, we've been talking, you know, this is Dude Talk, and my name is Comedian Organic OK, and I'm pretty much telling everybody, make and enjoy the parts of your greatness that is being pit in a moment. Thank you, everybody, and I will be talking with you as soon as I possibly can. Organic, okay.
Thank you.
Well,
people, please, get involved with the cause.
Take care, man. You take care, man. Happy holidays to you.
Look us up online. Check us out on the internet. Satisfying the greatness within you. Satisfying the greatness within you. It's out there. It's on the net. Listen to our programs. Call. Get involved. Become part of it. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Happy holidays.